White letters roll in at a slant in an ominous dark sky. Stage 6. Stage 6 Film presents a 3311 production in association with More Films and Team G.
Greetings, Americans. Leave a message after the beep. But not if you're going to mumble, because a voice is not just a blessing, it's also a choice.
Hey, Carol. It's Lewis from Sound Mix-a-Lot. I'm just calling real quick because Eva Longoria, the actress, she has to reloop her lines for an entire film where she plays a Cockney mob wife. I attached a sound file for you to check out. She sounds like a retarded pirate, so the studio is paying to have her work with a coach, and I thought of you. Sorry, I never use the word retarded in a derogatory way. I hate people who do that. And sorry, but if you have a cousin or a friend who's retarded, I didn't mean it that way, so sorry about that.
Carol listens to the recording in a studio.
Is that what you think?
Carol's around 30 with dark hair.
I don't give a shit about what you think. Is that what you think, you super slapper?
Carol puts on a pair of headphones and speaks into a mic.
This Wednesday, one woman will teach another woman to sound a little less retarded.
In a world like nothing you've ever imagined,
without a single unified voice, humanity has been left searching for answers to the unknown. Now, one man has the power to change that. One man, me.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
There's hundreds of people doing voice work, but only five of them are making all the money.
Yeah, that's as it should be. I'm sorry, as long as I'm one of the five, that's as it should be.
Is it true that sometimes you will do 60 promos a week, 35 in a day?
Oh yeah, that's actually not uncommon at all. That's pretty much of a slow week in many cases.
Odds are you already knew the voice of Don LaFontaine, who died in Los Angeles Tuesday. He was 68.
He was the Don. He was the guy. Nobody really could ever compare to him.
When we were young, for a while we were both referred to as the It Boys of the voiceover world, which I thought was kind of amusing because I never met a boy with pipes like these.
In a world, those words were for Don only. I mean,
there's no question about that, but I think that it could safely be said everybody wants a piece of legacy.
Meet Thomas Coyne. He's out of sense. And he's $3 short.
Ever since I was a kid, I remember hearing Don coo those words.
In a world.
You know? And when I heard that, I was like, I want to be a part of that world. I want to be a part of that world.
That world.
For whoever takes his place, those are gigantic shoes to fill. I think Don was, a size 11. It is true that I happen to be a 13. I don't know if you can see that, but it's just the truth. Whether or not that matters, I don't know.
In a world. Clips of Don LaFontaine speaking into a mic, then on the news, then other voiceover artists talking about him on a documentary. The guy, Sam Soto, holds up one of his large feet to the camera. Sam's a man in his late 50s, with dark-framed glasses, a bald pate, and neatly trimmed beard. Day. He walks along a nice leafy street in gym clothes and heads into his house. He puts his bag down.
Why aren't the humidifiers on?
I'm dead.
Fucking frightened.
Carol lies in bed in her room.
Listen, did Gustav Warner happen to call?
Jesus Christ. We are getting a steam later.
I'm not home.
He opens the door.
Did Gustav call?
God, Dad, I don't know why you... Yeah, I can do what that guy does.
The hell does that have to do with anything?
This Wednesday, one woman will teach another woman to sound less retarded.
Sam rolls his eyes.
This Wednesday, one woman will teach another woman.
I just woke up, so my voice is cold, but...
Look, are you hungry? Jamie woke me up an appetite. I'm gonna rustle us up some grub.
Oh, my God, grub.
I'm gonna make brekkie.
Brekkie?
Jesus, what the fuck is wrong with you, Carol? You know, I say black, you say white.
No,
I'm gonna eat out here. If you don't wanna come, stay in bed. That's fine.
It's so early.
They're in the kitchen, the TV's on.
So you know that, like, mentally unstable guy who lives in front of the Quiznos?
No.
You remember, he's the lunatic who's always, like, he's got that crazy Truman brogue.
You know, this is Jamie's favorite show. Actually, it's quite good. You should check it out.
I think he's, like,
from Munich or something, but I wanted to get his voice for my archives. And he's always lecturing how the world's real currency is lettuce, so I had to like buy a head of romaine to negotiate with him.
Can't wait to see you, puppy. I'm gonna purr to you all night long. Voice note, huh? Sorry, sweetie, what's up?
Nothing. Where is the groupie anyway? What, is she busy at a smiling convention somewhere?
Jamie is doing reshoots for a Ziploc commercial she got.
Jesus, that girl is bad news, Dad. I mean, honestly, she smells like Lifesavers. And she has a Midwestern accent, unironically. Wherever, she should be paying us rent. She's here a lot.
Jamie is going to be moving in, sweetheart. You're going to have to find another place to live now.
She stares at him.
What? She's 26.
She's 30.
That's my age.
You're 31 now.
Okay, barely.
Look, she's an adult. That's the point.
She collects rainbow magnets.
She likes
me. For the wrong reasons.
Well, they're right enough for me.
I'm appalled, Dad. I'm appalled.
I'm feeling happy for the first time in quite a while.
You know what? I think this is just a validation thing. I do. I think you should start spinning again. I've been thinking about it, and I think it's good for circulation.
Carol, I love you, but let me tell you something.
And you
You're not
going
to be able to talk me out of this, okay? Jamie printed me out an article from Yahoo Health. It was all about enabling. And I realized at that point, I cannot continue to support your emotional handicap.
I understand.
Let me finish, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes I get the feeling I've done all I could for you, kid. I mean, I've let you share my crash pad with me for years. I shared all my contacts in the biz with you. Listen, if I could break you off a piece of this voice and give it to you, I would. But I can't, because that's an impossible conceit. And the truth of the matter is, it probably wouldn't help you anyway, because let's face it, the industry does not crave a female sound.
Yeah, Dad, you may be painfully aware of that my whole life.
Not being sexist, that's just the truth.
Okay.
And this whole voice-cracking problem you've grown into isn't doing any favors either. But here's what I'm trying to say, sweetheart, okay? You should stick with the accents. I mean, that's your thing. That's what you're good at. What was that great, that Russian Star Wars thing you used to do as a kid?
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. But, Dad, can we...
No, no, what was it?
It was... don't make me do it right now.
Come on.
I don't want to do it right now.
Please, let me hear it.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
I just love that. It's so random.
But listen, I can't pay like rent, you know, with freelance vocal coaching. So why don't we think of an agreement?
Sweetheart, not my problem. You understand? Listen, I'm going to support you by not supporting
you. Okay, but what's the timeline on this? Can you at least let me?
Look, there's no big hurry.
Okay,
I mean,
good. Because
tonight would be good.
In a sauna with another voice artist.
Ha ha, ma.
We ride on a cushion.
Ah, ah, ah.
Search is on, my friend.
Ha ha, what's that?
There's a great big epic coming down the pike. They want to bring it back. Copy starts with the words, in a world. And right now they're trying to find their guy.
Wait, how can they do that without LaFontaine? He coined the phrase. He's the godfather of the industry.
Enough of that, please. That Don LaFontaine stuff, all right? Donnie was the godfather of the industry. Donnie had perfect tone. Donnie had a big dick. Donnie this, Donnie that. All right, the guy was the best. You think I don't know that?
No, Sam, that's not what I meant.
Look,
I didn't mean that, Sam.
I understand. It's just...
What is it?
I'm sorry, Gustav. It's just hard. I know. I know I'm not as good as he was. You know what?
He eyes Gustav.
You. You're their guy. That's right.
Sam.
Do they want me to do it? Sure. I wrote the book. I lived that life. I'm getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, for Christ's sake. The fact of the matter is, I could never really do it as good as Don. No, no. It's time. It's time to pass the torch.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I'm gonna go to bat for you, kid.
Dusk in a kitchen.
Mo, I am simply saying that it was on the counter this morning and that you just must have moved it.
Honey,
that's it.
You've misplaced it, that's
okay,
all.
Okay, so you're accusing me of losing my wedding ring. Got it.
No, see, now I feel like that sounds kind of argumentative.
Mo, I'm not going to have an argument about whether we're having a goddamn argument or not, right?
Oh, that's the only kind of argument I know how to have.
I'm coming.
So practice that.
Dad, kick me out.
Hey, Carol.
What? What happened?
I need to wash everything I own.
Wait, Carol, could you have called?
I did, Danny, but you don't answer your telephone.
What
That's
okay,
not
I didn't
my fault.
Throw away my lucky couch.
Okay, the groupie's moving in with Dad.
Can you believe it?
She's 23.
Who? She's 30.
Well, it's your fault for introducing them.
I didn't introduce them. You always do that. No, you do.
What is in this
That was
bag?
A different one.
So the autobiography and winning a Lifetime Achievement Award aren't enough? He's got to have a contract.
He's a sexy, cool guy. Give him a break.
Sexy, cool guy? What says that? What's the matter with you?
Carol has several bags with her. Day, skyscrapers rise into the grey sky. Telegraph wires run past a gabled building with the sign Southwestern Bag Co.
Carol sits in a laundrette biting her fingernails.
So you can use a crane. Then you exit the two exit. The door is on automatically. Then you see the upstairs and downstairs. You go to upstairs. Then red building here. The red building go walkway.
Carol surreptitiously starts to record the Chinese man.
Okay. What's your favorite craft?
Well, I really like making pottery. It's like
kind of
like
a ghost. Amazing. Okay. Yeah.
She sighs at the two girls who are drowning out the Chinese man.
It's like if a Beanie Baby could talk.
I love your gloss.
In a hotel,
please do not accost my clientele here with your goddamn recorders.
No, but
seriously,
Danny, I do.
The Eastern Europeans are a really paranoid group
already. I say that it's for artistic research, and they like love it.
They don't understand that. They think that you're a spy. Okay?
Excuse me.
They're European.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pouncer. How can I help you?
Well, there's this mate of mine, right? And he's a little under the weather at the moment. So I want to send him this medicine.
Very good.
You know? Mm-hmm. Now, there's his address and information. Do you think you could do that for me?
Absolutely. Consider it done.
Thanks a million.
Have a lovely day.
Oh, sure. Now that I've seen you, I most definitely will.
Carol tries to record him.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry. His voice is a vision. What could I do? I had to go. Go to your meeting. You know, for someone who works in hospitality, you're really inhospitable. You know,
yes,
Danny.
Gave me a little more.
Did you just give you?
Yes, I need to find a steam room, and I need to check out other facilities, but right now.
Carol follows the guy talking across the lobby. The medicine whiskey is to be sent to Gustav.
Gotta be kidding me.
Carol gets out of a taxi and goes into a cuboid red brick building. She speaks to a 20-something woman at reception.
Hey, I'm here to see Lewis.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm new.
Oh, cool.
Have a seat. I'll let Lewis know you're here.
Okay.
Nancy, who was reading a book, takes off her glasses. Carol sits down and Nancy stands up so that she can see her.
You're Sam Soto's kid, right?
Yeah, I do know.
Your dad is so hot. Sorry, I just bought his autobiography. I love to read, so I'm like always reading. It's important.
Very cool. Cool.
The girl disappears behind the window.
Soto Jr. is here?
It's just Solomon. It's Carol Solomon. Soto is my dad's stage name. Uh-huh. Guess we didn't get to that part in the book.
Carol.
Hey.
What up, playa?
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
All right, come on, let's make something shiny out of shit.
Great.
All right. Hey, so really sorry about that stupid rambling message I left on your machine the other day when I said retarded a bunch of times. I didn't mean actually retarded. I think I just get nervous or something when I'm, you know, leaving a message on your machine. Your dad might hear it, and then I'm kind of doing a voiceover basically on your phone, you know?
You don't have to worry about it anymore because I moved out, so you can just call me on my cell directly. And.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Definitely. I'll definitely call you on your cell, you know. If the situation calls for it, you know, professionally, I'll call you on the cell. I'm not going to... bum rush you.
Okay.
In a studio.
I just heard you with an eye, should. Is that what you think? Is that what you think, you stupid slapper?
Okay. Just remember the F for the TH. You know, the
I don't
know, was it F for think versus like think.
What do you think, you stupid?
Yeah.
Say it.
Is that what you think, you stupid slapper?
Is that what you think, you stupid slapper?
Yeah, there it is.
Is that what you think, you stupid slapper?
Should we try one?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll do a series. We'll keep it open.
What you think, you stupid slapper?
It's Eva Longoria.
Nice work.
Guess who's a no-show?
Gustav Jizz Nuggets.
Hey, I'm in a session, Henners. Come on.
Lewis, I gotta turn this temp track in today. I was gonna do it myself, but you...
No. You sound like an angry Muppet. Get Cher. Be better.
Cher sounds like a sleepy chipmunk.
I can do it. I mean, I'll do it. Is
yeah.
that... I'm no Don LaFontaine, but I mean, if it's
perfect.
Just for temp recording,
thank
you.
I need to do this
perfect.
10 minutes ago. Thank you.
Great. Eva, could you just put the cork back in your mouth and work on those vowels? Thank you.
So Princess Boy will not be gracing us with his shitty vocals for this piece of dung trailer for a fucking romantic comedy with children.
Oh, this is for Welcome to the Jungle Gym.
Hey, Gustav's sound is tight. Do not judge him for being monetarily privileged.
Carol, you want a water or a Fanta?
A Fanta.
I'm sorry, I have no time for a rich kid who threw away his inheritance on a soccer team. And then somehow fell into being the highest paid voiceover artist.
Okay, Carol, why don't you just hop in the booth?
Jesus.
He's lucky he's got those
types.
Otherwise, he'd be a washed up mortgage trader right now.
Thanks for asking me if I wanted a Fanta, Lewis.
Nancy.
Do you want a Fanta?
No.
Here we go.
Carol, can you hear me in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you perfect.
Mmm.
Blah.
She licks around the inside of her mouth and sticks out her tongue.
Ready, ready.
Okay, welcome to the Jungle Gym promo, take one.
She takes a deep breath to speak. She walks out into the corridor.
Hello, Carol. Eva Longoria.
Hey,
where'd you go? You just ran off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I thought we were done. You said we were done, right? We were done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
But you forgot your Fanta.
Oh, thanks.
Sure.
Back to Stupid Slappers.
Stupid Slapper.
Yes, very good. You lead.
Stupid Slapper.
Okay.
That's what you think, you Stupid Slapper.
Want some Fanta?
No.
Okay.
Another grey day in Los Angeles. At home, Mo is looking in the fridge.
In the fridge, Mo?
It's not. Otherwise, I'd have it, and you'd have it, and we'd all have it. It'd be great.
Let me just do it.
It's not a matter of you doing it, okay? We're out of soy vanilla.
That's so loud. Weren't you supposed to be in charge of that?
I will be from now on, okay?
Yeah.
Love you.
Daddy,
love you too, Mo. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sweetness.
Obviously, butter side down.
No.
He drops his toast.
It's okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's live.
Mo puts the slice of toast back on his plate. Danny has already left. At work, Danny sits at her desk in the posh hotel engrossed in a book when the handsome Irish guy sits opposite her.
You're killing me, Danny.
Mr. Pouncer, hi. I'm so sorry. I just didn't see you there. I'm so sorry. How can I help you today, sir?
Just noticed you're not wearing a wedding ring. Sure, now I'm never going to leave you alone, am I?
Sir.
No, I'm not a sir. No, you have to do something brave or do a shit ton of drugs in a rock band to be one of those. No. I am a Terry, however.
Ah.
She nods.
Terry.
Hi. Oh, hi. Terry. Hi. Can I get you anything today, Terry?
No, actually. I just wanted to see if I could get you to call me Terry, and I just did. So, that's what my mother calls me, you see. Cheers.
Cheers.
Terry gets up. He stands behind her.
Relax, Danny. You're acting like I'm the first guy to ever hit on you.
He pats her on the back and walks away.
Good afternoon, concierge.
Yes, good afternoon.
Carol, I can't talk right now. I'm super busy.
No, you're not. I'm standing right behind you.
Just kidding.
Funny, Carol.
What?
So, do you know that your neighbor... Pippa is from Guilford, and I had a really nice chat with her because you are all out of soya vanilla. They say soya.
What's up, Carol? What do you want? I got a lot of things to do.
All right, fine. I'm gonna try the soft sell on this, but you know that's really, really hard for me. Sister code, Danny. I really need that pouncer guy, the Irish, like good-looking guy. I need his accent for my archives because really, it's one of the accents that I struggle with. And really,
Carol,
I mean,
no.
The news clips that I have are just, they're too regional, you know? And in order to really master a dialect, you need to have these vowels. And it is, Danny, come on.
Fine.
You're just,
did you say mine?
Yeah. Great. So there's one issue though.
What?
Your manager has like a fake restraining order on me or something.
What?
Because the Bulgarian guy that I followed out last time happened to be a diplomat.
I didn't know about it. It was a thing. Wouldn't have done it. God damn it, Carol.
Hindsight was 2020.
Oh, okay. What do you know? What do you want? What do you need?
Okay. So sister code is super easy. All you have to do is, I'm gonna drop off my little interview questions in the recorder, and you just press record, ask the questions, the guy answers it, done. It's a sister code, done deal. Sister code.
Why? What is the sister code thing that you're doing right now?
Oh, what, sister code?
Oh, what, a sister code?
Yeah, it's a new thing that I was just trying out.
Do you like it?
I don't know. I don't really like it.
What? Ping pong it a little bit. Like, I say sister, you say...
I'm not saying it.
I won't push my luck, but you'll do the interview questions?
Look, I'm gonna do it, okay? I'm doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love you. Sister code.
No.
Okay, bye.
Mo's watching something on his computer.
How did Mission Ireland go?
Yeah, really good. I'm gonna drop off the equipment now, and I can't believe she said yes.
Yeah, me neither. She could lose her job if she's caught.
Oh my God, you're so dramatic.
She answers her phone.
Yolo.
You booked that gig.
What gig?
Welcome to the Jungle Gym.
Who did?
You did! The studio heard the temp recording you did, and they want your voice on the trailer, Carol.
But I'm a chick.
Yeah, I know. I'm acutely aware that the studio said they feel that it's a modern, quirky choice.
A what?
And that you're perfect for the genre.
Children's romantic comedy is a genre now?
Who cares? You just took a job, a huge job, from Gustav Warner.
I did?
Yeah, you served up a can of warning soup to the warn dog himself.
All
right, I say, next up, lemon drop shots on me.
You excited or trying to fart?
Hello? Carol.
She's dancing.
Okay, all right then. All right, let's get those shots. All right, okay. I'll see you tonight then. All right, okay.
I know she hung up already.
Hannah smiles sympathetically.
Is that obvious?
Carol dials on her phone.
Hello?
Dad?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
What's that?
Sorry, wait, can you hear me now?
Gotcha. What? This is my voicemail message. I'm unable to take your call,
really?
So leave a message.
What? I lost it to a broad? Are you kidding me?
No, why would I be kidding you? Are you...
You know this is all happening because I got sick and I couldn't perform that day. Put it down. Seagull, I smell legal.
What do we care about?
I smell legal.
You can be fine.
Well, get off the phone with me. Get on the phone with them. I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
No, listen, don't apologize.
No,
it's fine. Times are changing. That's the way it is. Nowadays, they're flying planes, they're taking jobs. That's just the reality.
Welcome to today's world.
I mean, it wasn't too long ago that I can remember. All I had to worry about with the ladies was how quickly to get their panties off, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want you to fret. As soon as you get to resurrect those three little words, buddy, you are gonna own this town.
Amen to that. Amen to that, Sam.
At home, Mo's eating a sandwich when there's a knock on the door. He opens it to an attractive woman.
Hi, Mo!
Peppa! Hey!
Mommy here!
No, actually, no, she's at work.
Look, I'm really sorry. I know I do this all the time. It's just one tiny
Please, I'm taking a break from work, making a PB&J. It's peanut butter and jelly.
Jam.
Jam. Right, right.
Look, this is really awkward, Mo, but the thing is, our drain's bust in our flat, and my mate's dealing with it at the moment, but the pipes need cleaning. Who knew? I haven't showered in, like, 3 days, and I stink, and it's disgusting.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've been in my sweatpants for, like, years.
I was just wondering if I could use your shower. Yours and Danny's shower.
He shakes his head.
That's weird, isn't it? I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's wrong. No. I'm sorry. I was... Yes, that'll... I think that'd be totally fine.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Okay. I'll be back in a jiff.
Okay. All right.
Pippa leaves and Mo closes the door.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
He sits down and rings Danny.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
I was just trying to see if you're coming home for dinner because I was cooking a,
What?
I was cooking a sandwich bar.
A sandwich bar?
Yep. For dinner. I was cooking a sandwich bar. You know, cold cuts and rolls.
And mustards.
Okay. I think I gotta stay, but they want me to help out with some corporate thing tonight.
Oh, great. I mean, you know, whatever. Okay. No. We'll just do a sandwich bar another night. I mean, it's so easy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
He steps lightly over to the door and throws his arms apart.
Hello, shower friend.
Hello, I'm shower ready.
Yeah, it's right over there in the bathroom.
Thank you.
Nope, thank you.
What?
Do you need help with anything, or?
Nope, I'm good, I've got it from here.
Okay. There's a tricky hot and cold ratio thing, so if you get into a jam, just, holler, or, you know.
Hey.
Hi.
You okay?
Pippa's naked in the shower.
Who?
Pippa.
Why?
Her pipes need cleaning.
You look like you swallowed a frog. What's wrong with you? What is this, PB&J? Nice.
Yeah, this was peanut butter and jam. But Danny's not coming for dinner, so I thought it would be...
Who cares? I just texted her that she doesn't have to do Mission Ireland because the vocal coaching is temporarily on hiatus.
Wait, why?
Oh, because I just got offered another children's movie trailer and I just came from an audition where I might be the voice of Sunny Delight. What the what?
Dude! You're cleaning up is what, sister? Wow, did you tell your dad?
No, but, you know,
wow.
I will.
Sunny D?
Yeah.
At work on her concierge desk, Danny checks her phone. A text from Carol reads, "Don't worry about recording Irish guy. Got huge job. We'll tell you tonight. Kiss." Danny nods and shrugs and starts to get on with some work. She glances up at someone walking through the hotel.
Oh, come here. I'm so left here in the cellar.
She watches as a man and a woman stroll across the hall, the man in a beige suit and the woman in a white dress. She takes off her high heels. She's holding a bunch of red balloons. Danny eyes the balloons wistfully as the couple head upstairs together. She looks down at a piece of paper with the heading Interview Questions, Irish Dialect. She picks up the phone and dials. In a room with Terry.
Well, you're always taking care of me, so I am thrilled to be able to return the favor.
Oh, well, it is my job to get you what you want.
Darling, you don't get me what I want, you get me what I ask for. Sure, what I want would make you blush.
She giggles and looks down.
Me? You're funny. That's funny. Okay. Setting it up here.
1, 2, 1, 2.
I think it's working. Okay. Sorry, first question. What makes you laugh? That's an odd question. Sorry, my sister's strange.
I'm definitely going. Mimi and I need to have post-party sex.
I mean, come on, are you serious? You hate Gustav. Why would you go to his party? A few more like that, Carlos.
Rape him for his open bar,
yeah,
idiot.
I have enough beer at home, thanks. Besides, I don't have a date, so.
You don't have a date? You're not supposed to go with a date, man. You're supposed to leave with a date. That's the point. What is this, the 50s?
Okay. Well, I feel safer with the buddy system. You know what? Don't act like those parties aren't the worst. A voiceover party? I'm tired of waiting for the bathroom and hearing, like, the voice of Cialis hitting on the Virgin America message hold girl.
Okay. I'm not gonna beg you to go, man.
Yeah.
Ask Carol.
What?
You should ask Carol to the party.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I think that's probably the single worst idea you've ever had, Cher. Nice one.
Hello?
Hey, you busy?
Yeah, no, I'm just leaving this audition thing.
Cool. Hey, so listen, I was calling because I was just wondering if you had any plans for tonight.
Oh, for what?
Oh, there's this thing, it's just this party thing.
Oh, what, the Gustav party?
Yeah, totally lame, right? I'm obviously not going, but
I'm actually going.
Yeah, I mean, I might go, but I don't want to go, you know, because, So are you going with anyone?
Yeah, my dad's girlfriend wants me and my sister to go to it, like, as a bonding thing or something. It's really going to be whack. It's going to be
totally whack. Wiggity whack, baby. You know what I'm talking about? That's probably why I'm not going, actually.
Honestly, like, the only reason why I'm going is just to, like, network. Because, like, now
cool. Thing, I mean, I think that's a smart move. If I were in your situation, I would definitely do that. Nice.
It'd be more fun if you were going to be there.
Someone gets the call. What?
Can you hear what I said?
No, what did you say?
All right. Hi.
Hello?
No, please. Just take your other call.
Okay, later.
Do you know where I could get a smoothie around here?
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said I don't know where you'd get a smoothie around here at all. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no worries.
Have you seen this dress? What is your problem?
Carol's going to the party tonight.
With you?
No.
You gonna ask her?
I just told her I'm not going.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, Cher.
How are you gonna eat the apple if you got no teeth?
What?
She's saying stop being a pussy and bring Nancy as your date tonight to make Carl jealous.
Thank you, Carlos. I don't think she's the word pussy, though.
As someone looking for a date to Gustav's party, I will totally look hot for you. You'll shit when you see what I'm wearing. Please? I'll be super classy.
This is cute, right? This works.
Yeah. Yeah, is the party in 1989?
Do you have a cocktail dress that I can borrow?
Yes, I do, but I'm wearing it tonight.
For what?
For date night.
What?
Yep.
No, Danny's coming with me tonight. What? So I'm a third wheel on a dad date?
Sorry.
The horror.
She woke up all warm and fuzzy this morning, suggested we have a fancy dinner. Maybe she's happier because you're here.
No, it's definitely not that.
Oh, hey, Pippa is like, you know, a fashion-y type person.
Yeah?
You can borrow something from her. I mean, she owes me one for letting her shower here.
What an excellent and awkward idea.
Mo knocks at Pippa's door.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hey. Hi.
Listen, we have a fashion emergency, and we would like your help, m'lady.
A fashion emergency? Yes, absolutely, I can help you. I never would have expected that coming from you.
For you, no. Yes.
Yeah. That's not, a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, sorry, that was not clear.
I'm good.
Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally help you.
Great. Chim-chimmery.
Nope.
Sam and his girlfriend sit in his car.
Any more primping, the girls are going to cry with jealousy.
Well, then you're just going to have to kiss this lipstick off me.
If you insist, I guess.
She was putting it on. They kiss.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
I'm really touched you took my advice to include the girls tonight.
Can't say no to you, can I?
Nope.
His number plate reads Enunciate with a number 8 at the end. Carol in a dress.
Ta-da!
She looks lovely.
Whoa! You look like somebody else.
Are you serious? Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Where's Danny?
Late. What else is new?
All right, we'll use protection, okay?
I will. I have my diaphragm in.
Carol waits on the street. Sam's car pulls up to pick her up.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, this chair,
yeah,
sticks
no.
Like that. Can you get
in there? Just a little. Just be a little graceful, okay?
Sorry.
Where's Danny?
She's not coming.
You look nice, Carol.
Thank you.
You know, she didn't say anything to me about it.
Well, she has work, okay?
Yes, of course. I told you, remember?
Dad,
I said
don't.
Exactly this
can you
would
not?
Happen.
Would you like a lightsaber?
It's just predictable. It's tiresome. It's predictable the same thing all the time.
Carol's squashed in the back of the sports car. Henna's with date Mimi and Cher in a rhinestone cowboy shirt head into the party.
It's a lot stuffier than I remember.
Yeah, Gustav, you got enough goddamn flowers?
Maybe he's covering the fact that he stinks.
Nice one, memes.
Where's he anyway?
Why are we talking about him like we're in West Egg?
There he is, Mr. Big Pants.
They spot Gustav coming down the stairs. He kisses a woman on the cheek. Outside.
Watch the door. I just had a detail. Watch the door.
I'm trying my best.
Your foot. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Carol struggled to get out of the car.
Dad, you know what? I'm just going to make a phone call really quickly.
What phone call? We just got here.
No, I know. It's going to be really quick.
Carol, you always do this. Come
on.
All right, listen, make sure you find us when you're done, all right?
I will.
Her dad and Jamie go in. She dials on her phone.
Hello? Yes, I'd like a cab to Reseda. How long is the wait on that?
Carol. Hey.
Lewis.
How are you?
Hi.
Nancy is who I am.
Yes, this is true.
You look great.
Thank you so much.
Were you waiting for someone, or
just here with my dad? So.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Let's go in.
Great. Okay.
He's here.
I was doing a gig, and we were like on the 22nd take. And so the producer says, on the next take, can you give me a little bit more energy? And I said, well, why don't you go back to take one? It was
energy there.
You decided to come.
Oh, yeah, Nancy wanted to come, so. I thought, you know, maybe I'll run into a friend, so
place
I did.
Is rich. Drink stat.
Right.
You want to come?
No, I'm good.
Sure?
Yeah, you go and get your drink on.
But it used to be Don, Hal Douglas, and Sam here,
yeah.
Who had the lockdown on the epics.
Well, yeah. Sam, you weren't doing epics until Don passed. I mean, no disrespect.
None taken. By the way, how's it just for men working on
Hey, Sam, by the way.
Congratulations on the Lifetime Achievement Award. That was very, very well deserved, my friend.
Very kind of you. I appreciate that.
It is such an honor. It'll be a great way to get Sam's whole family together.
Kind of bittersweet, though, isn't it, Soto? I mean, you know, you reach the peak of your success, and you only have one way to fall.
Listen, you're just on edge, Growl, because you're getting old, and Gustav's closing in on that In a World gig.
Let's hope so.
I'm not sure about that. I think that they're going to make you fight for it. I'm surprised they didn't go to you on this one, Sam.
Well, gee, Mark, what makes you so sure they didn't?
At home, Mo's still alone reading a magazine on the sofa. He puts it down. Mo, now standing up, throws items of clothing off the bed into the laundry basket. He picks up some sports gear and sniffs it.
Oh. Wow. That is not feminine.
He finds the interview questions and the dictaphone in Danny's gym bag.
Gym bag? That's your spot. Always has been.
At the party, Carol studies an antique map of the world.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah. What part, the map or the world?
You know, both are good.
Right, that's correct. Both are good. Gustav Warner.
Yeah, I know. This is your...
My house, my party.
Yep.
I don't know who you are. Would you care to indulge me?
I'm Carol Solomon.
Carol Solomon. Yep. You're very pretty.
What?
You're very pretty. You're really, really pretty. I saw you come in with some randoms, and I've been clocking you out all night, and you're just really pretty. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you.
You don't have to return the compliment. I get it. I have a face for radio. But enjoy the map for the world.
In another room, a woman serving food and drink recognizes Mimi.
Mimi?
Allah? Allah says, what are you doing here? Mila replies, my God, what are you doing here? I'm working here, dummy. So, is he a good boss? He can be a shit, but he overpays me, so who gives a fuck? Allah walks away.
Jesus.
Lewis watches Nancy throwing herself at Sam on the dance floor. Jamie fends her off.
Amazing, right?
You gotta take that thing out of here before she strains her milk.
Nancy drops to the floor. In another room, Carol watches as Lewis takes Nancy towards the exit. Carol frowns as she watches Nancy in her tiny gold mini dress clinging to Lewis. She turns to the bartender.
It's me again. Same message.
At home, Mo hangs up. He blinks thoughtfully and goes over to the sofa. He picks up the dictaphone and glances at the sheet of questions.
Let's see what you got made.
Mo presses play on the dictaphone. At the party, Carol steps along a corridor alone. She studies a picture hanging on the wall to her left. She looks to the right at a set of bookshelves set back in the wall. She studies the shelves, then reaches out to touch them. She discovers that the shelves are in fact a very clever picture, and not shelves at all. She crouches down and finds a handle. The shelves are in fact a door. She glances over her shoulder, then knocks. She puts a hand to her chin, frowning thoughtfully, then twists the handle and opens the door. She crawls into the room. She passes a wooden mask on the wall, a somber face with tassels for hair. There are a couple of beautifully crafted weapons on the wall, including a dagger in a sheath. She looks at some painted signs with numbers on them and Japanese characters, and an embroidered blanket with seashells sewn onto it. Carol touches a mobile hanging from the ceiling that has a central sphere with rings around it and looks celestial. There are more masks of various kinds on the walls and a collection of newspaper clippings. At home, Mo listens to the dictaphone.
Just people who have a flustered vendetta for the unavoidable. It's you, actually. Yes, you make me laugh. Just looking at you, I'm sure you're a strong woman, but, you know, and you're toughy with your friends. But I'm looking at you now and you're shaking in your knickers like a little girl. I just wish I could do something to make you feel more comfortable.
I'm fine. I'm not shaking and anything. So comfortable.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Mo stops the tape quickly and glances up. His brow furrowed, he stares ahead. He puts the dictaphone down. At the party, Carol's still poking around the secret room, studying various objects on the wall.
Hello, Nosy.
Hey, God, gee, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm in this. I'm really sorry about being here. This is clearly off limits to guests.
Oh, no. All of my guests have left at this point, yeah.
They have?
So either you're an intruder, a figment of my imagination, or you're my new roommate.
I would be your roommate if I could live in this room. This is cool.
I built this special room for me. This is my private space.
Oh, sorry.
I'm glad you like it.
I like it?
Yeah, my parents died when I was very young, and they left me a large inheritance, and I used that to travel the world, so I never went to college. I guess you can say that...
He steps towards her.
Culture was my education. And now, whenever I find myself wrapped up in the industry,
yeah.
I know this sounds crazy, but I like to come to this room, take off all my clothes, and just remember what it feels like to be uncomfortable.
She stares at him.
I'm only telling you this because there's something about you that reminds me of me.
She raises her brows.
Oh.
You know,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to unload all of that on you. It's just that I look at you in this space and you're so pretty. And I just want to kiss you right now.
He steps forward and cups her cheeks. He leans in and kisses her nose and upper lip. She stands there awkwardly. He pulls back and she opens her mouth. He leans in and does the same thing again. Finally, he manages to kiss her on the mouth. He pushes her up against a wall. He gets down on his knees. Oh, chill. Danny arrives home.
Sweetie, I am so sorry that our entire date night got totally screwed up. Lizzie's nephew had some kind of procedure or something, I don't know. He's like a kid to her, so she wanted me to cover for her because her sister, whatever, is like in AA, or she now is in AA, and everybody's trying to clean up over there, and she had to take care of him. And I guess we could just go get Greek food if you want. I mean, we can get takeout because they're gonna...
But I'm looking at you now and you're shaking in your knickers like a little girl.
She realizes he's listening to the dictaphone. She switches it off and drops onto her knees, her hand over her mouth.
Oh, no.
Mo gets up out of his seat with his coat. He turns back.
I found it behind the sink.
He puts her wedding ring on a table and walks out.
Wait.
He stops, bends down, and hugs her.
Wait.
He kisses the top of her head and leaves. Morning. At Gustav's massive house, Carol wakes up, covered in a red silk sheet. She has some kind of beaded artifact attached to her. She's still in the secret room. She sits up a little and sees Gustav, also naked but covered in the same sheet. She looks vaguely disturbed and puts a hand over her mouth. She picks up a little horse figure and stares at it. She throws it down again. Gustav stirs, but he doesn't wake. She starts to sit up very slowly so as not to wake him. She reaches for her bra, which is caught under Gustav's arm. She pulls it up, very carefully. One of the straps is caught around Gustav's wrist, and it lifts his hand with it. His fingers grasp onto it, but she manages to pull it away. She tiptoes down the stairs in her party frock from the night before. The maid, Alla, Mimi's friend, is dusting. She smiles knowingly at Carol.
Hey.
Carol sits down on the bottom steps and puts her shoes on. Alla watches her with amusement.
Nice day, huh? Thank you for that. It was really...
She gestures at the house.
Nice.
She goes at Lewis's.
Oh, my God. Did we sleep together?
No.
Nancy's a mess.
Did I sleep with anyone?
Nope.
Who did you sleep with?
Nobody.
Outside Gustav's, Carol dials on her mobile.
Hello, Bell Cab.
Yeah, hey, can I get a taxi cab?
I'm just gonna use your bathroom.
Lewis ignores her and eats breakfast.
Sorry about your sheets.
Guess who's a slutty whore? Danny.
She notices Danny sitting on the floor.
Danielle, what's going on? You okay? What's wrong?
Carol hugs Danny.
Okay.
At Gustav's.
So where were you last night, man? I didn't see you.
No, I was talking to some redhead with a shitty voice but a killer rack.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, so what's the word, Chief?
So, listen, I got a little gossip for you. I found out the name of the broad who snagged that gig.
Spill it?
Oh, forget it. She's a nobody. She's a stupid vocal coach. But now she booked two more movie trailer gigs. Get this. I mean, they're all children's movies,
right.
But still. Her name's Carol Solomon.
What?
Yeah, Carol Solomon. She's not gonna keep working if I have anything to do with it. You're getting me a little thief. That's
she was
what I
at the party.
What are you talking about? Who freaking brought her?
I don't know. He came in and he walked up with this.
Carol
puppy.
And Danny are in bed watching TV.
Kind of puppy.
I didn't even sleep with the stupid Irish schmuck.
Are you serious?
Not that it matters.
It does matter, Danny. God, that makes it, I mean, you know, it's a gray area, but I think that makes it a lot less.
No, we just kissed.
That's pennies. That's pennies.
Made out for like 25 minutes.
Probably. That's not hideous.
Tried to put the tip in.
Okay.
Well, let him put the tip in.
Yeah, that is, you're not going to win an award with that one. I mean, you can't tell. You can say, Mo, we tried to put the tip in, but I didn't let him.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
They're eating sweeties. Carol turns to Danny, seriously.
Sister code. Did you sleep with him? It's okay.
Sister code. I didn't.
In the studio.
I do not believe you!
I can't believe we're still on this. It wasn't even my idea to bring her to the party.
Oh, no? So, sorry, why were you late to work yesterday?
Because I slept in and I couldn't wake her up and get her out of my apartment.
Oh, sleepy.
Okay, one more time, guys. I'm gonna keep it open this time, right?
Nancy is a volcano of sensuality. You could have experienced her eruption.
Volcanoes kill people, Cher.
You're just miffed about Carol.
Hey,
what about Carol?
What? I thought you'd tell him.
Tell me what?
Oh, you know, Mimi knows Gustav's maid, Alla, because the Russian community is very interconnected.
Okay, so what'd she say?
She said that Carol spent the night at Gustav's, so I guess they...
Lewis stares at Henna's, then presses a button on his control panel.
Cut! Okay, let's go again. It's a police station, remember, okay? Less restaurant hubbub and more, like, aggro conversation in the background. Snacks! Take it to the kitchen, for Christ's sakes!
Laura.
Snacks heads off. Henna smiles sympathetically.
I'm sure they probably just did oral or... Yeah.
In the sauna.
I noticed you had some fine-looking girls there at the party.
Well, actually, there was this one girl that I took down. At first glance, you look at her, I thought her face was kind of rough. But then at second glance, whoa, she's super hot. And she was a crasher, so she was a little feisty, if you know what I mean.
Yeah?
She let me rip her panties off as soon as I stuck my tongue in her mouth.
Holy cow, man, you got lucky, kid. You sound like me.
Hey, here's the crazy thing, man.
Go.
She is the chick who snagged the gig for me.
No shit.
She is the chick who snagged the gig
for me. You're kidding me.
No.
Well, you showed her who's the boss, didn't you? You're the boss.
Hey, man, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. It doesn't matter. I'll never see her again, so whatever, you know what I mean?
No, she bitch-slapped you by stealing that gig from you. I think you should have a little fun. Play this vixen out, you understand?
Yeah.
After all, it's her fault. For messing with the scorpion. Am I right? Am I right?
Yes, you are right,
Sammy. Give her the stinger! Once more from me, if you don't mind.
At Danny's, Carol answers her mobile.
Unknown number? Hello?
Gotcha.
Who is this?
Oh, come on. You should recognize my voice. After all, most of the country does.
Mr. Warner.
Right.
Yeah, I can't talk right now because I have to go to work.
Oh, really? You snaking another one of my jobs?
What are you, detective?
No, but I'll search you anyway.
You're cheesy.
Hey, come on, you're laughing.
To answer your question, no, I'm not stealing anything.
Yeah.
It was a job that was offered directly to me.
Oh, okay. Well, break a lung.
Thanks. I won't.
Bye, Carol Solomon. I'm the boss.
He's in his car.
The new Sabertooth Bristle Brush technology is patented to be soft on hair, hard on flyaways. Sabertooth. Because nobody's perfect.
Carol does the voiceover for a hairbrush ad.
So where's Lewis?
Oh, he's sick. He went home early.
Wait, what?
Not what I said.
Oh, hey, I heard through the grapevine they want you to VO the promo for that crazy trilogy. And don't bust me for dropping the broccoli.
One crazy trilogy.
Oh my God, the Amazon games. How could you not have heard of this? It's common pop knowledge.
I mean, I don't have an...
First off, it's a quadrilogy.
Great.
It's an adaptation of the hyper fantasy book series. It's about these fierce mutated female Amazonian warriors as the sole future world inhabiting species battling clone prehistoric cavemen hybrids. It's all based on the Prussian War.
Anyway. They're reinstating the hokey in a world gimmick, and everybody's in a huff, I guess.
Because it marks the rebirth of epic cinema.
Whatever. I'm just glad it's a woman this time instead of a sweaty old man.
I'll see you guys.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you for the dropping the broccoli.
Carol rushes out.
You should cut your hair.
Stop trying to woo me by being mean. Doesn't work.
You want to get a drink later?
Okay.
Carol bumps into a girl on the street.
watch it. So rude.
I got it. Okay, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I just want to give you my card. I'm not a vocal coach anymore, but I would make an exception for you because you sound like a squeaky toy. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, like, I think you're better than that. You know what I mean? And I think we're all better than that. It's good for the species. You know what I mean? But there's also a Jamba Juice like 2 blocks away from here if you wanted to, because I bet you were looking for a smoothie. Maybe not. I don't know. But if you were, you know where to...
The woman studies the card and looks in the direction of the juice bar. Carol rushes into Danny's and dances.
Excited or farting?
Why? How are you?
I just came back to get my cell phone.
Right.
You know, there's no way to function in the modern world without one, so.
I know it. Is there, do you want to talk about anything, or?
There's nothing you can say, Carol.
Right, I know.
Carol hangs her head.
I just wish that there was, like, a bubble or something, you know? That we could just step into, where there was no judgment or past or present. Like, a bubble where I can hear her say why she did it in a vortex, you know?
Sort of, yeah, like, not the bubble part of it, but the general...
Listen, I'm staying at my friend PJ's editing suite because I got a lot of deadlines.
PJ? Who? Okay.
And he's got a comfy couch and this stupid yellow lab that definitely thinks I'm the best person that ever lived.
Wait, so PJ who, though, just so I know?
I really gotta be away from everything right now, okay?
Okay.
Carol goes into the hotel.
Hey. Hi. Got good news.
What?
Dinner at Dad's tonight. The groupie's making casseroles.
I'm ignoring that.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hamburger hash.
Danny concentrates on her computer.
Have you spoken to Mo?
Danny looks like she's fighting back tears.
I feel so lost without him. Like, I can't even tell him, you know, because...
Carol takes out her dictaphone.
I know. If you could tell him, what would you say? I mean, in a way, that's kind of a good exercise, you know, to just sort of let it out.
Just let it flow,
you know? Just let whatever you want to say out.
I am, Carol.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yep.
Just that nobody takes care of me the way that he does, and I just feel really safe with him, and, you know, and the only thing I gave him in return is total dishonesty, you know? Doesn't even matter that I didn't sleep with that asshole, right? Tip or no tip.
Tip as in gratuity?
God, I should not even have been in his room in the first place. I hate myself for doing that. I hate myself for squandering the most beautiful thing I ever had in my whole stupid life.
Tears well in her eyes. She glances around.
I'm so scared, Carol, that I'm gonna lose him. And I'm so sad because I'm not good enough for him, and I don't deserve him. And I don't deserve his sandwich bar.
Who's that hot friend of Mo's who, named PJ? Because I kind of want to date him.
Wait, what?
PJ.
PJ Kupchick?
PJ Kupchick. I think it was, PJ Kupchick.
He's married.
Oh my God, PJ Kupchick's married? Jesus, another good one gone.
Really fat, hairy.
Yeah, I know. You know I like that. Like Dad. That's literally why I was always into PJ Kupchick.
At their dad's house.
What are these?
Oh, they're just cherries from the can.
From Cantor's.
Wow.
No, I mean it.
Just kidding.
Oh,
as Jewish as you can get in her family.
It's a good one.
Listen,
solid.
I wanted to show you something. I came across this article I wrote, like, decades ago, but it really is
Well, I think it's worth a read.
Is that for me?
Have a look at it. Yeah, it's all about goals.
I wish I could write. Your father's book was so
I'll give it to you
good.
After.
I don't know Philip Roth, but I tried.
Danny was always a really good writer.
I don't have to do that.
Oh, well, it must run in the family. You know, my Aunt Peggy writes a column for Health Journal in Ohio. Mm-hmm. But she's not really related to me because, you know, it's my mom's brother's wife.
God,
so.
You kids with your phones.
That is what I'm talking about.
They're almost too pretty to eat.
A text from Gustav.
So, how's the Mo situation? Listen, we're all family here. I think we can look to each other for strength.
Oh, my God.
Jamie, I think, could be real helpful in this situation.
I actually have to run to the little girl's room. Excuse me.
How's the Mo situation?
I think...
Listen, Danny, let me tell you something.
Dad...
I don't think you did anything wrong.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Dad.
No, I mean it. Mo's gonna get over this.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sure.
People make mistakes in life. I know I have.
Oh, my God.
Marriage is all about forgiveness. Your mother understood that.
Yeah, Mom totally understood that. She understood it completely. I mean, she did OD on the prescription meds that she had to take to deal with the anxiety that
Excuse
you
me, in
her.
The first place,
but
let
I
me
just,
explain something.
I don't want to split hairs, Dad.
Your mother had a deep affection for Sudafed, which accidentally interfered with her love affair with Valium.
It's actually Xanax.
Definitely.
Don't start, okay? She was going out with Howard Wetson when she died.
At least Howard Wetson knows that I don't like bell peppers. Oh,
for Christ's sake, it was 16 years ago. Would you let it pass? Jesus Christ, the moment I find one little iota of happiness,
oh,
the two of you have to start blaming your mother's death
break,
on me.
Dad.
For Christ's sake,
no one's blaming you, okay?
Don't be so crass.
Dad, you're blaming yourself.
So Mom died. Do we need to rehash that? Or I feel like we really got into
Here, Jimmy, try some of these. They're very good. I don't want to eat them all myself.
Oh, I already had one. But yeah, they're pretty good. You're right.
So I have news.
What news?
Yeah.
You're not pregnant, are you?
All we need.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, I've been working.
The vocal coaching, right?
Terrific, yeah.
No, I just booked these two voiceover, like movie trailer voiceover gigs. And I wanted to share that with you because it all started because I swiped this really big job from Gustav Warner, who I finally met at the party you guys brought me to. And now I'm going to be the voice of this new epic quadrilogy, and I get to be the first woman to utter the words, in a world.
Wow. Sam!
Are you okay?
Yeah, have some water.
Excuse me, wait a second. That's you? You're the thief?
The what?
The thief. It sounds like a crime novel.
You're dating Gustav Warner?
Wait, how do you know about that?
More like fucking, probably, than I would say dating.
Jesus Christ, why don't you tell me any of this stuff?
You know, you don't ask about the stuff, so.
Ever ask about us or anything.
Sam, a daughter should not have to share her sex life with her father.
Yes, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it. Listen, sweetheart, let me explain something to you, okay? This is a business, an industry you've seen from arm's length for your entire life, and there's a reason for that. You don't just put one promo, one trailer on your resume and expect to get a gigantic job like that.
I've booked actually three movie trailer
Carol,
gigs, and then now...
No, listen, you have to understand something,
so.
Sweetheart. They would never try and resurrect something that's this important, this iconic, with a freshman vocal. I mean, it's just, it's not done. Well... I think I could go for some of that nice green tea. Could we have some of that?
Well, I don't drink caffeine, remember?
Yes. Clearly I forgot about that, Jamie.
Carol rushes out.
Carol.
Go, please.
Carol, don't wait. Carol,
do you
wait.
Want me to start it? Do I have
Carol, would you wait? I'm in my heels. I've been working all day.
I'm
I can't
sorry.
Even walk.
I'm sorry, yes.
Listen, I don't believe him, okay?
You mean
he's lying about the whole quadrilogy.
No, it's fine. He's a legend. It makes sense that they would
give
him the
bullshit.
Legend.
I call bullshit.
On so
yeah, because
shit.
That man cannot let anybody in this whole goddamn family shine because Nana was a cunt to him when he was a little kid.
Nana was a survivor. You should be easy on Nana.
Yeah, right. You know what? You gotta believe me. You cannot expect that man to ever be supportive of you. He is totally incapable of that.
I think the studio is going to be very pleased to learn that I've been reconsidering, and now I'm very much interested in doing the quadrilogy gig. Yeah, exactly. What do you mean, too late? Because I'm Sam goddamn Soto, that's why. Yeah. Are you? All right. Very well, then. So be it, okay? In that case, I will put myself on tape with everybody else, and I will conquer.
Allah, before you leave, make me one more of those soy white Russians. I'm sorry, Siegel. What were you saying?
You're not gonna believe this, but Soto, he's back in.
To what, Amazon Games?
Your girlfriend thought the only one to beat out now. The legend himself? Are you kidding me? I mean, I thought you guys were pals.
Yeah, so did I.
You're not gonna be able to screw yourself out of a voiceover battle with Soto.
At home, Gustav's on the phone. A sign on a building reads, PJ Kupchik, post-production. Mo walks out, opens a package, and reads a tape marked...
Better than a bubble. Wait, how the hell am I gonna play this?
At Danny's, Carol's asleep on the couch. She pushes a pillow off her head and feels for her mobile phone.
Hey.
Your voice sounds bad. Are you sick?
Oh, no. I'm I just woke up
because I was up talking to my sister till late.
Right. Where are you now?
I'm at my sister's place in Koreatown.
Yeah, Koreatown. That's funny.
Because I'm right in your neighborhood. I'm pretty much right near you right now. Hey, why don't we get a snack? Let's get a snack.
All right.
But I'm gonna need like a second to spiff up.
Totally. You know what? You take a couple minutes.
You know what? I'll just text you where I am and just meet me downstairs and then we'll figure it out.
Ah! Carol jumps out at Lewis outside her sister's building.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. It's cool. I got you a hot water with lemon.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gargle it.
Oh, I'm good on the gargle.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Thank you.
You want to take a walk?
Sure.
All right, good. Let's take a walk.
They walk along the street together.
Okay, here's the deal. My life consists mainly of work, family, fantasy baseball, you know.
Oh, you do that? I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, rotisserie league with my friends.
Oh, right.
So, I'm not a meddler, okay? Yeah. But I like you, so when I heard something about you.
What did you hear about me?
Okay, I'm not done with my speech here.
Oh, I didn't know there was a speech.
Yes, it's a pitch.
Oh, okay.
To be precise.
Oh, is that like a baseball reference?
No, it's a literal pitch, like, want to pitch you an idea kind of thing, okay? So, I grew up with three sisters, all right? So, I've always been into women's rights. And, you know, I listen to the Cranberries openly. And that's.
What about Zombie or Linger?
Linger, okay? I like Linger.
Really? Better. I would have picked you as a zombie.
Okay. Can I finish?
Yeah.
I'm really excited about you doing the quadrilogy job, okay? It's a big deal for a woman to be considered for that job.
No, I know. I guess Sharon must have had that wrong. I don't know who.
No, she didn't. No.
Yeah.
No. Gustav was up for it because the director wanted him, but then when that executive heard your voice, the job was yours.
Right.
But now that your dad's back in, obviously.
What do you mean he's back in?
What? I thought you knew.
No.
Well, as of last night, his reps are pushing for him to be considered for it. So now the studio feels like they have choices. Each person's responsible for recording and mixing their own audition, which is due tomorrow, and I'd love to help you with that.
Right. I gotta go back, because I gotta talk to Danny.
Danny? Who's Danny? Do you like him?
No, Danny's my sister. I was gonna see her before I went to work.
She stops and looks back at him.
What is the matter with you?
I'm sorry, I was trying to get your attention. My mom has ADHD, and it's called positive roadblocking. It's just a way to, like, kind of jolt somebody into, like, focusing. Can I just finish my mission here?
Yes, positive
Okay.
Road?
Look.
What?
I like you, okay? I really like you. I know you're seeing Gustav Warner right now, and I
How does everybody know about that? I don't understand.
The Russian community is really tight. The point is this. Gustav's housekeeper, Ala, told Henner's wife, Mimi, that Gustav just slept with you to push you off your game. And he doesn't even consider you a real threat for the job, okay? Now I say, screw that wet lettuce piece of shit. Let's step up to the plate. It's the bottom of the ninth. The bases are loaded. Let's give the voiceover industry something to talk about here. What do you say? Sorry, I got carried away there.
You surprised me, Lewis. God.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it was a good pitch.
Was it? Okay, good, because I actually did rehearse it. It was more than.
She kisses him on the mouth.
I like you too.
She turns and runs off.
What?
I do.
He watches her jog off down the street.
She likes me.
He heads off.
All right.
At her apartment building, Danny walks along the corridor, holding a bunch of files. She takes the keys out of her pocket and slows as she gets to her door. She listens intently. She opens the door. Mo's inside. He's made a sandwich bar and lit candles. She puts her bag down and grins.
Sandwich bar.
She runs over and leaps on him. She kisses him and they sink down onto the floor together. Lewis and Carol go into an apartment.
Watch your step.
Wow. God. Lewis, thank you so much for letting me stay here.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate it. My sister and her husband needed some emergency alone time.
Watch out for that.
Oh.
Hey, no sweat. It's my pleasure.
Come on, welcome.
Wow,
welcome.
This is cool.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Well, I finally got you here.
Yeah.
I mean, in as much as, you know, we've known each other for a while and you haven't been here before. That's all I meant by that.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, wow, is that a couch bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that looks great. You're good at that.
I find myself sleeping on the couch so much, so.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
You're in here, by the way.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no. That looks awesome.
No,
really,
hey,
I
come
happen
on.
To be a couch...
Look,
a
I put waters next to the bed.
Aficionado.
I redo the sheets. All clean sheets for you.
I can't.
I insist. Come on.
Louis,
tomorrow's game day.
Really?
You're the athlete. Ooh. The athlete sleeps in the bed.
No,
the coach sleeps on the couch.
Really?
I insist.
That's
I insist.
Your bed.
No, come on. Sleep well, okay?
Okay.
He shuts the door.
Was it something I said or?
Oh, hey, no. I was just trying to give you privacy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. By the way, there's
yes.
a switch right next to the bed down there.
Okay.
If you hit that switch when you want to go to sleep, everything will go dark.
To the dark. Okay.
I rigged all the lights into the one switch. Because I hate getting up and then it's like, I'm already falling asleep and I gotta walk across the room, whatever, so.
Right.
I'm not showing off here, I'm sure other people have done it too, but it's just, it did take a lot of work actually. There was quite a bit of wiring involved, so.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stop talking now, we'll get some sleep, okay?
Okay.
Cool, if you need anything, coach on the couch.
Okay, coach on the couch.
He shuts the door, then opens it again.
Oh. Yeah, oh, I'm naked. Just kidding, I'm not.
Wow, okay.
I got
I
you.
I don't wanna be inappropriate.
But I might, yeah,
you
so.
Could, you could.
Thank you for the knock.
Yes. Towels in the bathroom.
Yes.
Fresh.
Great. Towels.
Not the blue one. Don't use the blue one.
The blue one.
What's wrong with the blue one? She lies in bed, awake.
Hey. In case you can't get to sleep, I left some homeopathic sleeping pills next to the water.
She glances at the bedside table.
How'd you know?
I'm naturally intuitive.
You went to what? Who's Viv?
No, there's no Viv. I'm intuitive. You know, like a person who has intuition. It's the, I think it's the adjectival for, it doesn't matter. I just thought maybe it'd be weird sleeping in the same place since we both admitted that we like each other, you know?
Yeah, it is awkward, sort of.
Yeah. But now that we've acknowledged it, it's not as weird though, right?
In the darkness, she smiles slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna still take one of these pills, though.
All right. Get some sleep, okay?
Yeah.
Rest that voice. We got a big day tomorrow.
I'm trying.
Sam's digital alarm clock goes off at 7:17, and he hits it to turn it off. Gustav's elegant Roman numeral alarm clock goes off at 7:30, and Carol's peeps at 7:43. Gustav does sit-ups and blows raspberries. In the sauna, Hairy Sam does voice exercises. Another guy leaves. Alla hands Gustav a bottle of throat linctus, which he takes a swig of and gargles, then spits out into a bowl. Sam does tongue exercises. Jamie comes in and smiles.
We ride on a cushion of air.
Carol eats a meaty sandwich.
I thought you didn't eat meat.
I don't. But on game day, you know, you want to, like, taste the blood, you know?
Jamie's testing the air with an air quality meter while Sam massages his face. Gustav does voice exercises into a mic. Someone puts headphones on him.
Wait, Sam. I want you to wait this. Sam?
Sweetie, let me alone. Just do my thing now. You have to concentrate.
It's my lucky scarf. It helped me through my surgery.
Surgery? I didn't know you had any kind of surgery.
A corrective rhinoplasty. But it was so scary, and this scarf was my strength.
Thank you, Jamie. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right, let's hit it.
Okay.
They both put headphones on.
Here we go.
Remember, first the right button, then your slate.
Right button. Okay. Check one.
No, you first the button first, then you slate.
Yes. Okay. The action.
Just say take one.
Take one.
She presses the button.
Take one.
Test one. This is Sam Soto.
Oh, that's really
sweetie, fine. I'm in the middle of recording. You have to keep absolute silence, okay?
I didn't
absolute
know
silence.
You could hear
all right?
Me. Okay.
Once more. This time it's take two, don't forget.
Okay.
She presses the button again.
Take one. Take two. Take two. Okay.
Take two.
Okay.
A confidential document property of Carol Solomon. Carol opens it. The title reads The Amazon Games. Excuse me? She's in the studio.
Hey, make sure your phone's turned off. I think we're getting some feedback out here.
Oh. Sorry,
A text from Danny. Thanks for being a sneaky shit. Good luck.
All right, Carol. Let me hear your levels.
Yeah, hold on. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. How does that sound?
Good, your guess sounds great.
Okay.
All right. The Amazon Games promo, take one.
Lewis, Henna, Mimi, Cher, and Snacks are all there.
In a world
where a hybrid breed of mutant male savages
are feeding on the barren lands of Mother Earth.
A time where mankind has been replaced by womankind.
A battle of epic strength will collapse a barbaric enemy.
One woman
dared to rise up and exceed the boundaries of the impossible. From the literary phenomenon that inspired a generation comes a quadrilogy
of one brave warrior who must fight for her land.
From BAFTA-winning director Terrence Pouncer, The Amazon Games.
It's a broad new world.
Behind the glass, Lewis.
Whoa.
I cannot wait to see that movie.
Sam and Jamie in bed. He's only wearing her scarf.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks for that, babe. That was unbelievable.
I don't understand why you think you have to deprive yourself of pleasure before you perform. You were so tense.
No, no, Jamie. They have to hear the sex in your voice.
Oh, there's always sex in your voice, Sam.
In Lewis's kitchen.
So, how do you feel?
How do I feel? How do you feel?
I feel awesome. I feel great.
Yeah. Cheers. It's awesome.
They drink beers.
Cheers late, like you did. Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Congrats.
Thanks.
He stares down.
Hey, do you have to wake up early tomorrow?
At an arcade doing karaoke.
Roxanne!
Woo!
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God.
Oh.
I don't know, but today seems kinda odd.
Damn.
No walking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Got a thug on, cause she got
part. In the arcade, they play a dance game.
Hooked it up for later, cause I got the go. Will I live another 24?
They play a racing game. And they play air hockey. Lewis scores a goal. Karaoke.
So glad we almost made it. So sad we had to fake it. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Lewis turns to her and they dance together, jumping up and down to the music. He walks her back to Danny's place.
Carol Solomon, home safe.
Lewis Parker, thank you.
Done.
You're a great driver.
Thank you. I wasn't, you know.
No, you're really good at it.
I thought it was good. I thought it was very good. And I'm not drunk, BTW.
No, of course.
I don't even say BTW usually.
I get it.
It's the tiniest buzz, potentially.
Lewis, can you come back
for a second? What?
Come back. I have one question for you. It's a real quick cue.
Yes.
Do you have any more of those, you know, those...
Songs?
No, the sleeping pills.
No.
You know the
me.
Ones that
no,
you...
No, I'm sorry. No, why?
I'm just... It's gonna be really hard for me to fall asleep after you kiss me. It's gonna be really hard.
He steps forward and kisses her passionately. She reaches up and puts her hand on his collar. He pulls away and she kisses him again. They pull apart. And he goes in for a third. Morning. Danny and Carol sit on the sofa in leisure wear, eating and watching TV.
She's the whistleblower.
Or the confrontor.
And she's like
that. How many hours of this crap can you watch?
Hey, you look so cute.
Who died?
Give me a kiss.
We're leaving for the Golden Trailer Awards in 15 minutes.
No, I can't.
Oh, Dad can suck it.
No, your dad is winning a Lifetime Achievement Award. You are his only family. We have tickets. You're going if I have to drag you.
I have a lot of important work I gotta do here.
Jeff Garland's hosting.
This girl's a daisy whore.
Let's go. Sweatpants off.
Outside the awards.
Hey, do we have to do anything? Should we have these?
These are Sam Soto's daughters right here.
I can't go in. I'm literally, I'm humiliated.
You're not going in if you're not going in.
He just yelled.
Lifetime achievement. Lifetime.
You work your entire life trying to win a Golden Trailer for the best original foreign teaser trailer. We are just thankful to be recognized. I love you, Tracy. Dhanyawad. Bahut bahut dhanyawad.
How about that, huh? You know, before the show, I saw the two of them tossing a pumpkin backstage. Must be something they do in their homeland. Just a warm-up, that's all, a little warm-up. There's a big deal going on now with the Quadrilogy series. Quadrilogy, three books weren't enough, four. And they're making four movies, and the first movie, you're about to get a, well, you'll see. Please welcome the executive producer of the Amazon games, Catherine Yuling.
She takes the podium.
Thank you. This year, in honor of the late Don LaFontaine, the Golden Trailer Awards have deemed this the perfect occasion to unveil the first trailer for the Amazon Games. As you know, Don coined those three little words that make this a truly epic promo, and one of which we can all be proud. So without further ado, take your first look at the Amazon Games.
Sam and Carol stare anxiously at the stage. In a world where a hybrid breed of mutant male savages are feeding on the barren lands of Mother Earth. Sam gets up and heads out. Jamie follows.
A time where mankind has been replaced by womankind.
Amazonian warriors on screen.
A battle of epic strength will collapse a barbaric enemy.
Carol heads out too.
We will run!
Sam hurries down a stairwell, Jamie following. On screen, the warriors run. Sam runs. Jamie heads backstage after him.
And exceed the boundaries of the impossible.
This is over!
From the literary phenomenon that inspired a generation comes a quadrilogy of one brave warrior who must fight for her land, the Amazon Games.
The Amazonian women scream. In an empty room, Sam weeps.
Cork it, Jamie!
Oh. Now, you listen to me, Samuel Solomon. I am my mother's daughter, and you cannot talk to me like that, no matter how bad you're hurting. You buck up and be proud of your daughter, damn it!
Outside the hall, Carol glances around. She goes through the doors to backstage and wanders along a corridor. She comes to a halt and frowns.
Dad.
She looks around and heads out in the backstage storeroom.
And now when you're done standing there crying and feeling sorry for yourself, you are gonna go and apologize to both your daughters for being such a jerk. Okay? And you are gonna be a good daddy from now on. Or else you can say goodbye to me and my perfect nose.
He shakes his head.
You're a better man than you think, Sammy. Winning isn't everything, family is. And being nice is a lot more fun. You'll see.
Carol's in the toilet. She splashes her face with water. Catherine's there.
Oh my God. Hi. I'm Carol Solomon.
I know who you are.
Yeah, oh, of course you do. That's stupid. Listen, I want to take this opportunity to thank you, because I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. I know you hired whoever's best for the job, but, you know, I just...
Carol.
It's really...
Let me level with you.
Special.
Yeah. Sure. You have perfect tone and a strong sound that's a fitting choice for the genre.
Oh, thanks.
But I'm using you for a bigger purpose. This pseudo-feminist, fantasy, tween, chick-lit bullshit is a devolution of the female mission. It's cancerous to the intelligence of young women. You got this job because whether the general public chooses to acknowledge it or not, voiceover matters. Everyone in the world watches movie trailers.
Right.
Everyone in the world sees commercials on television or they hear them on the radio. And that is power. Right. Look, this quadrilogy is going to make billions of dollars. And your voice is going to be the one to inspire every girl who hears it.
Catherine smiles.
And that's why I chose you. Not because you were the best for the job. Because frankly, you weren't.
Catherine heads off.
I bet your dad is proud.
Carol gulps. Sam and Jamie walk into the wings.
Okay. It'll be great.
Jamie heads off. Gustav is also waiting in the wings.
You screwed me over.
You screwed my daughter.
Yes, I did. I don't like him one bit.
Which is partially a joke. Really, he rubbed me the wrong way. But
Carol sits back down in the audience.
Him. Please welcome Gustav Warner, everybody.
Gustav steps out onto the stage and takes the podium.
Thank you. Thank you. Tonight, one voice transcends the very generation it represents. One voice soars above the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the recipient of the Golden Trailer Lifetime Achievement Award, Sam Soto.
Clapping, Mo raises his hands over his head. Sam strolls out onto the stage. Carol and Danny clap unenthusiastically.
Well, I'm so very sorry. My voice seems to have finally thrown in the towel. But I just wanted to... Well, I had y'all going there for a minute, didn't I? But in all sincerity, I just wanted to express how deeply grateful I am for this tremendous accolade. You know, a great voice isn't only a blessing. It's also a choice. And I choose every day to be a part of this great industry. Now, I'm not quite done with my career yet, so don't get too excited, Gustav.
Not that I'll don't worry
but
about
But I'm proud
me.
To say that the tradition carries on. It's surprising where some of our new iconic voices will emerge from.
He frowns and looks down.
You know, my father used to say to me, "You're a good kid."
Carol listens intently.
"But as long as I'm around, you'll never be as good as me." Well, this award sure does make me feel pretty good. And so tonight, I'd like to dedicate this award.
Emotional, he blinks.
To my daughters, who make me very proud.
Carol and Danny look genuinely touched. Mo puts a hand on Danny's shoulder. Jamie claps hard.
Thank you.
Tears well in Carol's eyes and she claps. The screen goes black.
It's a broad new world.
Loads of women are gathered at Carol's voice class.
Okay, good. All right, so I shared that with all of you guys because I wanted to remind you why you're all here today. I guess let's start with Stacy. Stacy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a corporate attorney.
Great, and I know you've been on a job hunt. How's that going for you?
Well, I've been interviewing for about 10 months.
And why do you think that is?
because I sound like a sexy baby.
Which may be great for the bedroom.
Yeah, it is.
But am I really gonna hire a sexy baby to defend me in a patent infringement lawsuit?
Right. No, sorry.
Okay, so over the next 6 weeks, Lewis will be recording your voices, and we will listen to your sounds evolve right before your very ears. Because women should sound like women, not
baby dolls who end everything in a question.
Let's make a statement. Now, who's ready to be heard?
They all raise their hands.
Great. All right, so what we're gonna do is north, south, east, west. All right, I'm gonna go say hi to them, but keep it up. North, south, good, that's good. North, south, east, west.
They waggle their tongues and Carol heads into the other room at the studio to say hello to Lewis, Danny, and Mo. Audio description by Alice Sanders at Deluxe. Written and directed by Lake Bell. Producers Lake Bell, Mark Roberts. Producers Eddie Vaisman, Jeff Steiger. Executive producers Ross Jacobson, Sean O'Grady. Director of photography, Seamus Turney. Production design, Megan Fenton. Editor, Tom McArdle. Costume design, Lindy McMichael. Music composed by Ryan Miller. Music supervisor, Chris Daridas. Casting, John Papsadera, CSA. Unit production manager, David Grace. First assistant director, Jill Maxey. Second assistant director, Carlos Reza. Second assistant director, Matt Lombardo. Production coordinator, Julie Morgan. Co-producer, David Grace. Associate producer, Chris Daridas. Assistant to Ms. Bell, Heather Manzuto. Carol, Lake Bell. Mo, Rob Caudry. Jamie, Alexandra Holden. Herself, Eva Longoria. Gustav, Ken Marino. Lewis, Dimitri Martin. Sam, Fred Melamed. Cher, Tig Notaro. Henners, Nick Offerman. Danny, Michaela Watkins. Catherine Hulig, Gina Davis. Nancy, Stephanie Orlin. Melinda Chisney, Melissa Disney. Mimi, Olya Milova. Stacey, Corsica Wilson. Alia, Yelena Protsenko. Excruciating, Carly Chaikin. Snacks, Yanitska Bravo. Mr. Pouncer, Jason O'Mara. Pippa, Tallulah Riley. Reality Girl 1, Erin Soto. Reality Girl 2, Mara Lane. Reality Girl 3, Erin Westbrook. Virgin America, Amy Vorpal. Asian Man, Hidetoshi Imura. Bristlebrush Hair Model, Nancy Gomez, Carlos. Jamie Emmerich, himself, Mark Grahl. Cialis, Kevin Rock. Himself, Joe Cipriano, Sloppy Indian, Shobhit Agarwal. Reporter, Don Luce, Bachelor, Andy Grosso. Himself, Mark Elliott, Lizzie, Christina Chang. Geico customer, Paula Sala. Himself, Don LaFontaine. Amazon Warriors and Mutants, Elizabeth Gaisas, Carrie Martin, Nicole Alibert, John Peasy, Scott Campbell, Michael Burns, Brett Praise, Gareth Sturr. First publication of this motion picture, sound recording and film under British law, United States of America. Inner World, LLC, is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. This motion picture is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, and/or exhibition of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This is a work of fiction based on the voiceover industry at the end of the first decade of the 21st century. Other than Don LaFontaine and those voiceover actors playing themselves, all characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional.